it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country boy can't survive out here in North Dakota. A little wounded here. Had somebody T-bone me at the beginning of the week, and I got a broken rib, and it hurts. So folks, don't make me laugh. But you know, Donald Trump, we're going to come to a humor line where it's going to be hard not to laugh. Donald Trump speaking at the commencement of Liberty University, comparing the rise of Notre Dame to the rise of Liberty University, and Father Hesburgh to Reverend Jerry Falwell Sr. But now on the podium, Jerry Falwell Jr. Taking the torch from his father, and for the last 10 years. Listen to Donald Trump talking more, referencing what Father Hesburgh had to say about the Notre Dame power, football powerhouse. Maybe another powerhouse coming up here. Here's the way Donald Trump puts it. And this is, by the way, he's going to reveal the Liberty Flames, that's their name, the Liberty Flames 2018 football schedule for the first time. This is an exclusive, so you can imagine the students are very interested to hear, and parents in the audience are interested to hear this.
Thanks to hard work, great faith, and incredible devotion, those dreams have come true. As of February of this year, the Liberty Flames are playing in the FBS, the highest level of competition in NCAA football.
And the FBS, folks, includes Notre Dame and Brigham Young and a few other schools, Army.
Don't clap. That could be tough. Don't clap. That could be tough. I'm a little worried. I don't want to look at some of those scores here. Jerry, are you sure you know what you're doing here? Those other players are big and fast and strong, but I have a feeling you're going to do very well, right? From the most humble roots, you become a powerhouse in both education and sports. And just wait until the world hears the football teams you'll be playing on your schedule starting next season. President Falwell gave me a list of some of those schools, the ones you're going to be playing 2018. Would you like me to read the names just came out? Would you like to hear them? I'm a little bit concerned. UMass, Virginia, Auburn. Jerry, are you sure you know what you're doing? Jerry, Auburn. I don't know about that, James. This could be trouble, Jerry. Rutgers, Old Dominion, Brigham Young, Army. I might be at that game. Who am I supposed to root for? Tell me. I don't know. That's a tough one, Jerry. I don't know, Jerry. I'm going to have to think about that one, Jerry. Buffalo, Troy, Virginia Tech. Oh, no, Jerry. Ole Miss and Wake Forest. Those are really top schools. That's maybe in 4 or 5 years I'll come to a game, right? You'll build it up. Well, good luck. The success of your athletic program arriving on the big stage should be a reminder to every new graduate of just what you can achieve when you start small, pursue a big vision, and never, ever quit. You never quit. If I give...
So, who's he talking about there, folks? Aside from all the students and us, he's talking about the Trump revolution. And so, it's not just about football right there. It's about... And later he talks about giving a more serious example of the same thing. George Rogers, now 98 years old, in the audience, weighs 80 pounds in the Bataan Death March, one of the most horrible mistreatments of American prisoners of war ever. And 3 years he spent in that, and he never gave up. So, and that's really a sort of a watchword for us, Paul and George, over the next 8 years. It's going to be an incessant onslaught of the enemy against the Trump program, against controlling our borders. It'll be nonstop lies, dirty tricks. And so we just have to just keep slogging into that maelstrom of left-wing BS and dirty tricks. And I think, you know, one of the things I'm really happy about, now let me just throw another log on the fire, and maybe a caller has something on this. I was so pleased to see Donald Trump offload James Comey. And here's something. I've been reading reporting about James Comey in the alternative media online, and it turns out, I mean, this is the way I'm seeing it, James Comey is really dirty. His actual past, his actual history is disgustingly corrupt, going all the way back to being, and here's the term for James Comey, he is a fixer. He was a fixer for the Clintons all the way back in Whitewater, back in the late 80s. And he's been a fixer in Washington ever since, receiving fabulous amounts of inexplicable money from improbable sources like Lockheed Martin. James Comey, who wouldn't know how to put together a kite or a glider in the backyard, apparently got $30 million plus dollars from Lockheed Martin as a fixer. So this man, he has been portrayed to us, again, this goes to the, you know, George Orwellian media lying presentation. James Comey is presented to us as, with that sort of cherub smile that he has, as a Boy Scout, as incredibly honest and a man of great integrity. The media over and over and over again repeats this. It turns out when you investigate his life, this man is, he might as well be a mafia don. He is utterly corrupt. His brother, Peter Comey, utterly corrupt. And his entire history is one of corruption. There's no distinction in his career whatsoever. So why is this not being reported? Now, it's starting to break. It's coming out. We'll report it here as it does break, but it's trickling out of the alternative media as people research James Comey and find out, boy, you know, finding out who this guy actually is. My goodness, am I glad, and will all of us be glad that James Comey is gone? Because this guy, what's the term for it? This guy was truly a bad cop. Paul or George?
I didn't know all that.
James Comey, just like Tom calls him.
Yeah, Paul.
Don't miss him.
Yeah, and Paul, your comment there is very apropos, because you know you are. There is no man more informed in the patriot scene than you are. No one who I don't. You read continuously 7 days a week. You're always on the news. So the fact that is a little of that surprising to you, that Comey is utterly dirty?
Yeah, well, not totally surprised, but I didn't know those details, no.
Yes, exactly. So that's my point, folks, is that as well-informed a man as Paul Fromm, the media managed to shut out from his eyes the truth about James Comey. For instance, if you remember Sandy Berger, it was a man who went into the National Archives and stuck critical documents, one-of-a-kind documents in the National Archives that implicated Bill Clinton in wrongdoing. He put him in his underwear and walked out of the National Archives.
The American way, James.
Now, Sandy Berger, it was James Comey that made sure that Sandy Berger didn't go where he was supposed to go, which is to Sing Sing, to up the river for a long time. Sandy Berger paid a $50,000 fine, which is nothing in Washington. That's like a traffic ticket. And I think he got some kind of suspended sentence. But he didn't do any hard time. And then Sandy Berger turns up later in the Clinton emails that were disclosed as a key advisor, continuing advisor in the Clinton, what's the term they're using now? I like this term, the Clinton crime family. Uh-huh. James Comey is an integral part, it turns out, of the Clinton crime family. And that's why when, remember, just to give you another little, you know, incident that we noticed in this landscape, when Bill Clinton lands in Arizona on the tarmac and Loretta Lynch is in another airplane on the same tarmac and they meet, oh, gee, just by accident, they, look, it's Loretta over there in that other jet. Let's get out of our jet and walk over to her jet. Right. And then and Bill Clinton then later said, well, I was there. I was actually there for golf. And then Donald Trump said, yeah, golf in 110-degree weather? I don't think so. And, of course, Bill Clinton's half dead. So, he's playing golf in 110 degrees. So he goes over and talks to Loretta Lynch in the days before Loretta Lynch is scheduled to question Hillary Clinton about her mishandling of top secret files with her email. And the James Comey and Loretta Lynch joined at the hip as prosecutors in the Southern and Eastern districts of New York, respectively. So there's this continuing Clinton crime family that includes Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and James Comey. And what his job as a fixer, here's what he's been doing as a fixer. He's supposed to, he can't be totally obvious when he just can't say, oh, there's nothing wrong here, nothing, everybody here has been done nothing wrong whatsoever, I see nothing, no prosecution. No, as a fixer, his job is to go, well, this is pretty bad. There's some bad stuff here. Remember, this is what Comey did on national TV. There's some bad stuff here. Hillary, she used, what did she say? Extreme negligence. She was extremely negligent with this, and, you know, that's bad and that's not good. And then, but then after about half an hour of that, with all sorts of things that should have sent somebody to jail, then his wrap-up is, looking at all of this, no reasonable prosecutor would find a case here that they could successfully prosecute. So I am recommending no charges against Hillary Clinton. And that's what a fixer does. A fixer makes sure that you, that the client, the fix, well, the person you're fixing for gets off. And that's what he's done for years. That Bill gets off, Hillary gets off, Loretta Lynch gets off, and he's been, and he, having him, in the FBI, having a mafia don as the head of the FBI, a guy who knows an awful lot about everybody in Washington. Imagine the chill, Paul and George, as if this had turned into a battle of a continuing FBI director, James Comey, knowing all the dirt. Imagine how much dirt there is on all the senators and congressmen. Imagine how much chill power James Comey would have over those politicians. Well,
James, it's a lot of chill power. We'll certainly remember into the final days of the Bill Clinton presidency when it was impeachment time for him dipping it for doing what he does. So he put the word out, and gosh, was it like 25 different senators and representatives got in trouble? And I know the Helen Chenoweth in Washington had to go, yeah, I was cheating. And Bob Livingston, Louisiana, yeah, me too, and a bunch of them. So there's a big laundry list of very notable, powerful legislators. All of a sudden, all their trysts and affairs were out on the front page, and it got Bill Clinton off the front page. Ugly, ugly, ugly stuff. And I don't know if Comey was around for all that, but yeah. Great article, yes. In RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, Comey's firing means Hillary Clinton can be prosecuted. So there's some good details in there. It's right on our own webpage.
RBN nails it with that. That is exactly the case. James Comey had to be gotten out of there. His role, as long as he was there, he was the fixer who would make sure that his clients, in effect, would never go to jail and would never be fingered. So the And yes, Comey, he was appointed in 2013 by Obama to be the top law enforcement officer in the whole United States, other than the attorney general, but that was Loretta Lynch, his buddy. So they had a 1-2 punch there, and the but he's been in the picture throughout, going all the way back to the 1980s. He's been a fixer, and this is another thing. He's got this, you know, as I said, this cherubic smile, and he just smiles his way through these things. He's really a nasty guy, and he's nobody's reporting the fact he's worth as much as $100 million, some huge amount of money, $100 million or more dollars that he's made doing these dirty behind the scene deals. Go ahead, George.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap, but. Comey did us all a great favor by, you know, ratting on Hillary right before the election. Did that throw the election? Didn't hurt. And he served himself up on a silver platter to Donald Trump. So he ticked off both camps. And Trump, you know, I'm not sure why last week was the right time, but he was able to do it with, I consider, just mild backlash. I mean, the only people who are really, really screaming the most are the Hollywood weasels. It's like you said, though, you know, big wigs in Washington, even the lefties, they're not bad, sad to see him go, because nothing terrifies a crooked politician more, Democrats especially, than the little black book. So James right. Comey know who be sleeping with whom. They're not too terribly disturbed that he's not around anymore.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to our callers here, and let me just look at my board here. I've got Ramsey in Canada, so let me turn the phone over to you. Ramsey, are you there? Come in, Ramsey.
Come in, Ramsey.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Yes, I hear you, Ramsey. Yes, I do. It sounds like you're in the bottom of a fish tank, but I do hear you.
Yeah. See, sir, I just want to say the first thing. I wish you all the best. You're a very strong man, and you'll get better in no time. Now, see, sir, I just want to ask a question. The caller before you, he said something. He was talking about the French election, and he said Emmanuel Macron won because of the interference from Russia. I want to get your comment on that. And, see, sir, my second question is, what's the best? Because I remember, like on your previous shows, you mentioned books all the time. What's the best book, in your opinion, about the immigration problem? I could add it to my library. Thank you.
Good question, and Paul Fromm is the man to answer that question.
The best book on immigration, where, in the United States or Canada?
I would say
sir.
Well, in the United States, there are a number of good ones. One is Alien Nation by Peter Brimelow. Alien Nation. Two words, alien and nation. And in Canada, there are a couple. One is Immigration Parliament versus the People by Doug Collins, which you can email me for. Another one is Immigration Where Canada's Forefathers Stood by Alex Greer. And again, you can contact me and I can give you the prices and how you can get it. My contact is paul@paulfromm.com.
And Ramsey, yeah, and you this is a good way to buy those books, Ramsey, and everyone else in the audience. Paul has a book service. You can buy books through Paul, and you want to subscribe to his newsletters on immigration and on free speech, respectively. I get those newsletters, and Paul, shame on me for not just reading more extensively on the air here the great prose you put in those newsletters. We got a little break. We'll come back with more calls right after this.
Circling skies, tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystic high.
Bridge, set, mixtures, bridge. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man
we're back,
can
folks.
Be a fool.
And our caller Ramsey asked, what would constitute good reading on the immigration invasion? Paul gave some great recommendations there. Paul, if I may also add Suicide of a Superpower by Pat Buchanan.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And Death of the West by Pat Buchanan. And then Adios America by Ann Coulter.
Yeah, all those are good.
Those are good. And
yeah, George has one, too.
Yeah.
Dr. John Coleman wrote all those good books about the Committee of 300 and whatnot. He had one called National Suicide, the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. So that's going back. That's a real politically incorrect subject. And you can get that on the Omni Christian Bookstore that has some really good, omnicbc.com.
Yes, another good recommendation. In that vein of immigration, here's a headline today. At Breitbart. Boy, am I relying on Breitbart nowadays. Swedish finance minister admits big problems with economy after migrant influx. And the graphic
No, come on. You mean the migrants aren't magnificently beneficial to Sweden?
Yeah.
And how can that be, James?
Yeah.
The graphic here is a picture. Anybody who's ever been to Stockholm, there are these magnificent government buildings there, magnificent Swedish architecture. And in front of them are all of these Somalian women dressed as Somalian. Only Somalian women know how to dress in every color in the rainbow. And waving, this is hard to fathom here, folks, the beautiful yellow and blue Swedish flag. They're waving flags as Swedish patriots and smiling with that big grin they have. Here's the story. Finance Minister Magdalena Andersson has admitted Sweden has, quote, major problems, unquote, as a result of the population growth brought on by mass immigration. Earlier this week, the Swedish Association of Local Authorities and Regions admitted that by 2020, municipalities face a funding deficit of 40 billion Swedish krona, which is 3.5 billion British pounds, to finance services like hospitals and nursing homes and, by the way, everything else.
And Sharia law.
Yeah, quote, demographic trends show that with more children, the need for local government services is expected to grow significantly faster than the tax base, says Annika Wallenskog, chief economist. Andersson told Swedish television news that, quote, it is quite obvious that we have big problems as a result of the demographic changes aggravated by mass migration. The socialist minister stressed that the country must hire more staff and build more facilities and said politicians cannot afford to promise any tax cuts. Sweden's National Audit Office announced in November that it believes the government is, quote, underestimating public spending, unquote. In a piece published by Dagens Nyheter, the office remarked, quote, if the government's forecasts are realized, Sweden will be required to make significant reductions to welfare, and municipalities make significant cuts by 2020. Well, folks, we're in 2017. This is not a long-term forecast. Last year, Sweden saw a record number of new nationals. They call them new Swedes. The largest share. Now, folks, you know, you think this is something out of the Twilight Zone. The largest share of new Swedes hail from where, folks? Somalia. As a result of its high rate of immigration, Sweden recorded more than 2.3 million people. This is in a population of under 10 million. 2.3 million people with a foreign background. That's a nice word for it, isn't it, Paul? Background.
Yeah, that's nice.
We'll come back on that laugh right after this break. Background. See you in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
And,
a man is hard to be.
Let's come back to that humorous word we just heard, background. Let's see, what does it say? As a result of its high rate of immigration, Sweden recorded more than 2.3 million people, that's out of less than 10 million, with a foreign background at the end of the year. Gee, is that kind of a nice way of saying third worlders? Yeah. Gee, man,
third world Christians. Invader.
Invaded.
Yeah.
This is... what a colossal change in the last two decades.
Yes. Now, I've got another Swedish story here. Let me connect this to that. I think you'll like it. This would be interesting, Paul. This is a little bit obscure, but I know it'll be fascinating to George and to you, Paul, and to our audience. And it kind of connects with the, not kind of, it directly connects with the race realism that we espouse. Here's the ending. I'll end this Breitbart article, and it'll link to another Breitbart article. The nation's open borders policy has not been without controversy. In February, Breitbart London reported that many libraries in Sweden were refusing to stock economist Sanandaji's sincere and evidence-driven analysis of the country's immigration policy, alleging the contents were contrary to human rights. So now I'm going to go to these books, folks. The author here is variously reported as being Kurdish or Iranian and an immigrant himself to Sweden. So this is a very interesting source. And there are two reportings of the name, Nima Sanandaji and Tino Sanandaji. But I'm going to talk about the Sanandaji book, one of them, here in a moment. So this is very interesting. A non-European immigrant to Sweden has a book on how stupid open borders are for the Swedes. And his book is banned in Swedish libraries by the Swedes themselves, because it's contrary to human rights. Now let's go to this book. Here we have it. Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism by Nima Sanandaji. It's got 4.5 gold stars on Amazon. People like it. Here's the summary of the book. Left-leaning academics, liberal pop stars such as Bruce Springsteen, and Democrat politicians from Bernie Sanders to Bill and Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama all have one thing in common. They are avid admirers of Nordic-style social democracy. You've all heard about this. You've all seen this. They think it's so wonderful. Oh, in Sweden and Norway and Iceland and Denmark, that's the way we ought to live. Everything's free and the government takes care of everybody from cradle to grave. This is what we ought to have. Then the author goes on. Sanandaji exposes this is a big lie. The reason is simple. At first glance, Nordic countries seem to have everything liberals want to see in America. Equal income distribution, good health, low levels of poverty, and thriving economies, all coexisting with big welfare states. By copying Nordic policies, many in the American left hope to transform America to a similar socialist utopia. Debunking Utopia, Swedish author, and we have to add in here, you know, Iranian Kurdish / Kurdish, Nima Sanandaji explains why this is all wishful thinking. Certainly, some aspects of Nordic welfare states, such as child care provision, merit the admiration of liberals. But overall, it is a unique culture based on hard work, healthy diets, social cohesion, and high levels of trust that have made Nordic countries successful. Sanandaji explains how the Nordic people adopted this culture of success in order to survive in the unforgiving Scandinavian climate. And by the way, folks, someone else who's had the same analysis is Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party. This is Sanandaji, systematically proves that the high levels of income equality, high lifespans, and other signs of social success in the Nordics all predate the expansion of the welfare state. Let that sink in. If anything, the Nordic countries reached their peak during the mid-20th century when they had low taxes and small welfare states. Perhaps most astonishing are his findings that Nordic Americans, that's the folks I live amongst here in North Dakota, this state is 30% Norwegian and 7% Swedish, that Nordic Americans consistently outperform their cousins who live across the ocean. People of Nordic descent who live under the American capitalist system not only enjoy higher levels of income, but also a lower level of poverty than the citizens of the Nordic countries themselves. Sanandaji's previous writings on the roots of Nordic success have gained media attention around the world and been translated into many languages. Debunking Utopia, which expands on this work, should be read by all liberals and conservatives alike who follow the debate over the future of American welfare. As Sanandaji shows, there is much Americans can learn from the successes and failures of Nordic-style democracy. And the one of the points he makes, it was on another page I was looking at during the break. I don't see it right in front of me. is this. You can't have a welfare state and open borders at the same time. It just can't work. That you can get away with it for, you know, 10 years, 20 years, but open borders and a welfare state, forget about it. In the end, the entire third world is going to rush in to get all those goodies, and you're going to crush your society.
But that's the agenda.
Yeah, and by the way, we saw in the immigration flood going across Europe here, sparked by the idiot Angela Merkel, that the masses of people, including Kurds and Somalians and Syrians and everything else, that when they were interviewed, these people said, "Oh, where are you going?" This was like, huge crowds of people snaking for miles and miles on the highway, tramping along, and they were asked, "Where are you going?" Most of them said, "Sweden. We're going to Sweden." and some of them said, "We're going to Germany." But they would just, they would march through the countries that had less goodies, and so on. But once they were in the EU, the rules of the EU, the Schengen Agreement, are that there are no borders inside the EU anymore. And all you have to do if you're a third worlder, once you set foot inside of Greece, so all you got to do, get onto any little Greek island. Now you're inside the EU and the Schengen zone. You just keep on walking, crawl through the barbed wire, whatever you have to do, crawl under fences, jump on trucks, whatever you have to do, and you could head wherever you want to go. You probably don't want to go to Spain, not quite so rich there. You go to Sweden, better deal. And that's exactly what they're doing. And Germany, again, more guilt-ridden people, a better deal for you as a parasite.
Yeah.
Well, very interesting there. Debunking Utopia. I'll have to look for that book. Kind of interesting coming from somebody who's not European. Let's take a look at our call board and see if we have anybody that I'm hanging up. Engineer, let me know if there's any caller I'm... Wes. Okay, Wes, you're on the air.
Really?
Come in, Wes.
40 minutes. You said that Wikipedia had taken everything about Cuba's celebrities down. However, I just minutes ago, I'm looking at two websites that Wikipedia has on USS Liberty. One is called USS Liberty Incident. It's a good 4 or 5 pages long. It's excellent. You know, it admits that Israel was trying to say, "Oh, well, we saw, we know there was a ship there traveling 30 knots shooting at our jets and shelling our reach, but the shots were falling short." But, you know, the main point is that it has not been taken off Wikipedia, but the people just don't
care.
Okay,
now, Wes, are you there? Come in, Wes. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Wes, the article you're seeing was put back up. It wasn't there. When I reported that it was gone, it was gone.
Okay. It's always been there. This is why I made the telephone call, and I want to add to it. I wear a hat, USS Liberty hat, and everyone has said, "Thank you for your service." And I have to tell them, I did not serve, but I wear the hat because here's what happened. I tell them, and they just fall on the ground, get up, dust themselves off, and walk away. They don't care.
Wes, you know what? You're making my heart glad because Paul and George, this show may have had an effect. We interviewed, Bill Turney, and we made for at least an hour. We talked about this, how Wikipedia has memory hole the USS Liberty. Folks, it's out of the memory hole. Somebody heard us. Somebody who somehow is able to pull strings at Wikipedia hurt us, and the old article that was used to be very good about the USS Liberty is back up. Whoever was blocking it, it was unblocked. And also, I'm looking here, when we were interviewing Phil Turney, here's the only reporting on the USS Liberty at that time was that the USS Liberty was a friendly fire incident.
Yeah.
That's what they did. A friendly fire incident. Now, let me find it again here. Yeah, of course, that's idiotic. I mean, that's just a flat-out lie. But the let me just find it. Let me see if that stupid term is still in there. Let's see. Let me just see if they still have that stupid term. No, I don't see that term, friendly fire incident, anymore. And there is mention now of Captain William McGonagall. That's new. The fact that he received the Medal of Honor, that's back. That's you know, back there again. So, folks, I'll tell you what. This has all happened in a recent time frame. I think this show got this story back up on Wikipedia.
I reading this USS Liberty incident off Wikipedia the other day, found out. I didn't know all the years. I spent $250 to help the movie be made. But I found on this Wikipedia site that McGonagall had actually asked for a destroyer escort when he realized that he was in a war zone. And, of course, an unarmed United States ship should have most certainly had a destroyer escort, but Vice Admiral Martin, his name was, turned him down.
Yeah, this is amazing, folks. We'll have to try to remember this. You know, one of the things, Paul, about this shell game that's played with us is that this is one of George Orwell's themes, and this is the story of the memory hole. If you make something go away, the only thing you have, Winston Smith there sitting in his cubicle in the Ministry of Truth, he had to rely on his memory to remember what the truth was, because the truth had been made to go away. He had seen, for instance, Winston Smith, for example, had seen a picture that had someone's face in it in a history. But then in the revised history, that face had been airbrushed out. So Winston Smith, the hero's only connection with reality was his memory. And of course, what the enemy has realized is that our memories are very frail and they're subject to doubt. And that's what they did with Winston Smith in the book. It ends in a dystopian manner. Winston Smith finally realizing his mind collapsing. As he is sipping his gin at the end of the book and says to himself with a tear in his eye, dripping into his gin, that he finally realized...
Big Brother.
I love Big Brother, yeah.
It was so sad, and that's one of the evil things that they try to do to us with the propaganda in schools and the media, is to erase our memory, even in the grim days of communism, in the last two decades of communism, there was a Russian nationalist organization underground called Pamyat, which meant memory. And I guess part of what they were saying in their own in the name they gave their organization was that they were able to retain what it was to be Russian despite all the lies of communism and the Jewish poison that had been injected into Russia for over half a century, that the old memory of what it was to be Russian remained. And so they call their organization Pamyat. I think there's a real connection.
Yeah, Pamyat, I remember that. Let's see, now we've got a little bit of rough audio coming from somewhere. If the engineer can solve that, I don't know whether it's coming from me, Paul, George, or whether we still have a caller on the line. But let's, if we could clear up that audio, that would be great. Folks, we have open lines, and I just got a note here from Paul Fromm. Boy, what a privilege it is over the years, Paul, it's becoming years, we have had Paul Fromm giving us his incredible expertise, his incredible experience. And I just got a note from Paul that he's not going to be able to stay for the final hour. But if folks out there in the audience, please, if you haven't added Paul Fromm's websites and you haven't added his newsletter to your subscriptions, do these things, because Paul Fromm is one of the real, we remember George Orwell now, in the English scene. We remember Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Russian scene. Paul, I don't mean to embarrass you, but someday when you and I are both pushing up daisies, you will be remembered in the Canadian scene as really just a giant bulwark against our enemies.
Well, thank you very much. I think that's a bit dramatic. I certainly, for years, tried to do the best possible for our people on those two issues of immigration and free speech. I can get to silent
sales. Got a little bit of audio there. So Paul, we'll look for you when you can come back with us next. Maybe Monday, tomorrow. This show, folks, just to do a little of the housekeeping here, mentioning Paul, this great gift to the show that we have in Paul, and of course George and Marilyn, equally astute and helpful in making the show click. But we've got Monday through Friday, we're on for 1 hour. If you're new to the show, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And so here on Sunday, we've got a three-hour extravaganza. We'll be back for our final hour after this break. The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Hey, we're back, folks. I think I was giving a salute to Paul Fromm a moment ago, and I think Paul has had to move on to his very busy schedule. So I was going to ask him to give his contact information. Let me give you one good contact for Paul, and that's Paul at Paul Fromm, FROMM.com. And with that one contact, you can expand out to all of his other contacts. Just email Paul at paul@paulfromm.com, and he'll alert you to his websites, his speaking tours, his schedules, his books that are available, his two newsletters on free speech and immigration. And, you know, don't think it's mainly pertinent to Canada, Paul's work. When you read his newsletters, it's all equally pertinent to America, and it's very interesting for we here in America to update ourselves on what our Canadian cousins are doing. It's so similar. Their plight is so similar to ours and so interconnected. Well, let's see. We've got a final hour left. You're free to call in at 800-313-9443. And just as another housekeeping measure, mention that this show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Who are they? Well, they have a website. We have a website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Paul Fromm is our international advisor. Dr. Tom Sunek is our foreign secretary and a director. He's an American citizen as well. Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, one of the world's foremost authorities on the patriot scene, is one of our directors. And talk about giants whose images will be cast in bronze in future generations. Dr. Kevin B. McDonald is one of those. He is the editor of the best webzine we have, theoccidentalobserver.net. Theoccidentalobserver.net. He's also the editor of the best print magazine we have in our whole movement, the Occidental Quarterly. Which you can find online at TOQ, which stands for the Occidental Quarterly, TOQonline.com. Kevin McDonald, the editor of both of those, the author of a series of great books, now retired as a professor of evolutionary psychology. He was in the University of California system at Cal State Long Beach, and has now retired, so he is more effective than ever because he's got his time to himself, and it looks as if he puts about 20 hours a day into what he does. So those are, you want to add those McDonald websites and magazines to your reading and to your bookmarks. But that's the sponsor of the show, the American Freedom Party, at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Got a break here, and then we head into our final hour. Stay tuned.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.